We actually, years ago, would pass the basket and do collections and offerings and stuff, and then COVID came, and we thought we shouldn't be being that close to anybody anymore, handling things and all that. So we did the thing that we thought was right, and we put the basket in the back for their own free will and just give, and that's the way you should do anyhow. Because sometimes passing the basket, people say, I hope that's the person I'm looking at. I'm only putting a quarter in there. You know, it takes away all that. So anyhow, what is your faith story when it comes to gifts and monetary blessings and all of that? Do you have a personal word or testimony that you can share? How God blessed you?
God has blessed me beyond belief. From starting out the bad child I was, where I am now, and it's just...
You must have been listening to Tina.
Well, I think we're running the same path. Quite similar. Yeah. But yeah, I have been blessed beyond belief. We see the homeless, and the homeless really have a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
And just to think that could have been me, that could be me.
Yeah.
They could be any one of us, any time. And it is so sad the way they get treated, especially our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're bringing, we don't have to get political, but we're bringing all these migrants in, and we're going to provide housing for 2 years and free insurance.
$5,000 debit card.
And sex changes for free in California. Yeah. It's like, what are we doing? Yeah. What is wrong with us? We have our own homes right here that need to be addressed.
You're right, and our country is based on immigration. We all came from basically immigrants. The Native Americans were here, and we all came from someplace else. And so then we established guidelines and so forth, and you can come here legally and be a full-blown citizen, just like you were born here.
Yes.
But when people are breaking the law to get into our country, then we bless them beyond...
Yes.
Talking about the veterans, bless them beyond whatever we do with our veterans who gave their lives so we can continue to have these freedoms. But it's not political, it's common sense. So, but you're right about that. We could all be there. Judy and I stopped the other day at one of the convenience stores, and this gentleman come walking up, and he stopped beside the convenience store, and he laid down his bedroll, and he did this, and it was starting, the temperature was starting to come up, and we watched. He must have took off 5 different layers of clothing, and I asked him, I said, where are you going to spend the night? He said, you got a place in your house? He thought of putting it. I said, well, not really. I said, but I hope you're safe, you know. But it made me think, maybe I should have invited him home. I don't know, but it's sad. It really is.
It is. We used to deliver blankets to him at dinner, and she'd go and buy them, take them home and wash them and all this, and give them blankets in the winter. We still have blankets for him to take out this winter because it's cold again.
So we're all grateful, and we're grateful for your love and your support for this little church and its calling. Tallahassee is how old this year? 200 years. And that was in 1824? What happened in 1834? This little church was birthed. We're only 10 years behind Tallahassee when the bicentennial. We got a message to tell. What's that song say? I got a message to take to the nations. Bethel means house of God. Bethel also is an important part. This area is going to start growing. They're building new houses over here and over. Yeah, the economy might not be the best, but you know, we work through things as Americans. That's what we do. And so when times get tough, the tough get going, and when times get tough, the Christians are the ones that get tough and go and encourage. And are we salt of the world? There's a little thing that Phil used to follow more than he does now, and you'll see it in the pews maybe sometime, about salty service. Anyhow, so that's why we're going to sing the doxology. We are blessed to be blessed.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God from the world, blessings flow.
Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly hosts. Praise all creatures.
pulpit and share God's word.